All right. Well, welcome once again. This is our second conference call where we have Footprints Foundation, where we're talking about the initiative to work with the Ministry of Education in Jamaica. And tonight, in the past call, we were a little bit more general about what we were doing. Tonight, we really want to get more specific about the upcoming dates that we have and sort of get the sense of who will be coming with us and so forth. So, what I wanted to do first of all is to, because I know there will be people listening to this call who probably wasn't on the first call. So, I have with me Miss Lorna Owens, and she is the founder and CEO of Footprints Foundation. And Lorna, please go ahead and share the mission of Footprints Foundation in general and talk a little bit about this particular initiative, and then we can go on from there.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Diane. As everyone knows, welcome to the call. This is exciting stuff. And as everyone knows, I am the CEO and founder of Footprints Foundation. And before I tell you the mission, I'm reminded of a saying. It's an African proverb, and if you go to South Africa, you will see it in the airport. And it essentially says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So that's why we're here. Footprints was formed about 4.5 years ago. The mission is to help reduce maternal and infant mortality in low-resource countries. And we do that through training of doctors, nurses, and traditional birth attendants. And in some countries, we also provide clean birthing kits for traditional birth attendants. They're not for use in the hospital. They're for use in very remote villages where the birthing attendants have nothing. They are delivering without gloves, and they're delivering the moms on the bare ground using sticks or stones to cut the umbilical cord. And we wanted to do that in keeping with the United Nations Millennium Development Goal 4 and 5, which is to reduce maternal and infant mortality by 75% by the end of the year. And we do know some countries are not going to make it, but as long as they all try, then it's good stuff. So that is our mission. We are not a medical mission. We are a training arm. We are investing in human resources.
That's the best type of resource to invest in, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So let's talk specifically about the plans for Jamaica.
Yes, Jamaica, we have been working in Jamaica with the Ministry of Health for a year now, and that has culminated in us going to Jamaica starting next week, May 25th, to train for 1 year, and we will be training primary care personnel, primary care providers, and that means nurses, doctors, and some dentists in best obstetric practices, neonate resuscitation. We come directly under the Minister of Health. Our person that we work with
Early.
on an ongoing basis is Dr. Simone Spencer, and she is the Director of Family Health Services. And what I'm really very pleased with and shocked and just and shocked and just so grateful for the commitment the Jamaican government has shown in working with us and also reducing maternal infant mortality, because they have given us the premier space in Jamaica to the conferences. It is the Jamaica Conference Center. You guys can Google it. It's on the waterfront downtown Kingston. It holds, it's a state-of-the-art facility. It holds about 1,300 people with all the bells and whistles and the technology, and we're certainly going to use those. But for us, just want to let you know that the first training program is going to be June 22nd to June 26th. And these are for the nurses. We have doctors, but their dates will be different. So these are nurses, nurse midwives, labor and delivery, pediatric nurses, nursery nurses that we're going to be training and retraining. The group should be, we'd be training about 300 people at once in a conference setting, a proper conference setting. So, and the government has graciously provided us with the curriculum. We know exactly what they want taught. So what we're doing is we're sourcing the best, the brightest, the most committed, the most fun to go to Jamaica to train.
All right. So again, in summarizing, the next session will be June 22nd to the 26th. Plans are for training about 300 people, and curriculum is already provided. So, Lorna, for people who are on this call who would be available, and we will, as once we're done with the call, also delve a little more deeply in this, but for people who would be available for this particular date,
You're cutting out, and so I'll jump in until you come back incorrectly. Basically, what needs to happen is this. Tonight on the call, I need to hear from everyone by email, those who will go on June 22nd, because as you know, that is our very first call, first taking the group down, and I need to have the committed folks. So you're going to send us an email at lorna@footprints-foundation.org, and that's the first thing you must do tonight. Send that to me and indicate to me that you are going to be going with us to Jamaica on June 22nd to the 26th. Send us your CV or your resume, and also send us a copy of your license. Once we get that, we'll go over it and also indicate to us where you think your strength is by looking at the topics online that we need to train in. Once we do that and we determine that the qualifications and the skill set really match what we're looking for, and everybody, you know, has a part to play. So we're looking for different things to give a robustness to the training. It's not a cookie cutter kind of thing. And obviously, we're looking for people with experience who are working in the area now. We're looking for people who have traveled outside the country and have, trained elsewhere. You know, those kinds of things. We'll put that all together, and we'll have a blend of a great group of folks. You send it to us. We then send you the acceptance. We're going to turn this around like within a 24-hour, 48-hour thing, because we want to, from now, this is the last general call we'll be doing. We will now be doing specific training. The first training we're going to do is on cultural competency, so that we're all on the same page as what to expect and how we'll operate in Jamaica. Even though I'm from Jamaica and I've been going to Jamaica quite a bit lately, I still try and read up everything I can about Jamaica, because that gives me the confidence that I'm understanding the culture as best as possible. But we're also going to train in cultural competency. We'll also help train in presentation styles. I have done this in 16 countries around the world for some of the largest groupings. And so you're going to get all the training you need to do a great job. So not to worry. Let's get you all selected first, and then we will absolutely train. The goal at best is for us, if possible, to all arrive in Jamaica on the same flight. And the idea is that we'll be picked up by the ministry and we'll be taken to our lodging, which is the Mona Lodge. And from there, you know, every day we'll be picked up. Footprints Foundation will take care of all the arrangements to pick you up and all the meals and all like that. And that's what the $850 goes for. So the cost, the total cost will be your airfare plus $850. And again, it includes all your meals, lodging, tips, a host gift, and all incidental. So that's all you're going to need for us. Now, when you go shopping, then you're certainly on your own. And we all go to the training facility together. We will have breakout rooms where we're able to set up simulation. And we work as a team. When someone is presenting, obviously we're supporting, and we're all part of the whole setup and the simulation and things of that nature. Also, the 850 includes one of our T-shirt, Footprints Foundation T-shirt, and we give you one with that cost, and then the others you purchase for the days that you're there, so we're seamless, is $10. We kind of give it to you at our cost.
So,
Dr. Diane?
I didn't think I'd left, but can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. I just want to confirm something, Lorna. So you mentioned the cost, because I had a few people email me about that. They actually found it hard to believe, because I don't know if folks have ever tried to do things like this. The cost sometimes can be so outrageous. So people were really surprised that, you know, $850, like, wow. So this cost will cover their boarding for the time that they're in Jamaica for that week. And then in terms of their flights, basically they'll take care of their flights to get there.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, they pay for their flights. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we will, say Tiffany's in Tampa. It's most likely that we can all leave out of Miami on the same flight. Because one of the things we will work to do is to try and get people perhaps on the same flight, unless it's going to be more expense. Because the more of us can all be together, it makes it, you know, less confusion. We don't want people to have a bad experience at all in Jamaica. Just that we want, by worrying, where is someone? Are they coming? You know, that sort of thing. But the bottom line is that however it plays out, you will be picked up at the airport. You will not be left at the airport.
And I think one of the important things you mentioned, which is good for people to know, is that even if you haven't had the experience in doing this kind of training, but you have a lot of experience working with patients this way, that there is some training provided.
Yeah, we will train. We will absolutely train, because we've been doing this for 4 years, and we're very aware that sometimes the best trainers are sometimes people who've never been trained and just allow the process to train them. So, you know, we're excited about that. We're just looking for a certain kind of person, and after that we'll train.
Awesome. I mean, and this is such an amazing opportunity to serve. Just in terms of going back to the cost, was there a payment schedule?
Yes. We're going to ask people to immediately start paying. If there's a need to pay increments, we will arrange that with you, and we will be sending out an email to everyone that's going to go what the final deadline is, because until the payment is done, it's kind of hard to assure that that person is going to go to Jamaica. One of the things we are very mindful of is that this program is called PROMAC, and it's a joint venture between the government of Jamaica, Footprints Foundation, and the European Union. So I will be in Jamaica next week, Tuesday, and I will be training in Jamaica from Tuesday until Friday. When I've come back from Jamaica, I would have trained 1,300 people, and I'm training in things like conflict resolution, patient-centered care, communication skills. We're also going to be meeting our partners in Jamaica. This is a partnership, and so it's a situation where we all benefit and we all do something to make it work. And I'll be meeting the European Union folks for the first time. There will be a signing ceremony, and we'll be off and running. So the government is really conscientious about this. It is costing them a huge amount of money for this training. They are sending buses to bring 300 people into Kingston, and every day. And so it's a lot of money, and we are taking over a huge resource of theirs, which is a conference center. So they're spending thousands of dollars for this.
Wow. So this, I mean, it's very exciting, I think, for anyone who's listening in on this call. I mean, this should be an exciting thing. So once again, Lorna, so the dates, so again, for anyone who joined us later, the dates that we're looking at that's coming up now is June 22nd to the 26th.
To the 26th, yes.
Yeah.
And that's when we're looking for the first set of trainers to go down to Jamaica. After that, if somebody's really anxious, the next one will be September 28th to October 2nd. But the one that we're paying all attention to right now is June 22nd, because we want to make it amazing, an amazing training. Like you said, it's a lot of fun. The nurses in Jamaica are very receptive. As everyone knows, Jamaicans are really loving people. And I think the experience will be a great experience. They will learn from us, but we will learn a whole heap from them.
I'm going to ask you just a couple more questions, and then I'll open the lines in case anyone has questions. I've actually muted folks because there was a lot of noise in the background. But you mentioned that this training will be, so is it nurses that you're going to be training this time around in June?
Yes, we are training nurses this time around in June. The training time for the doctors will be November 16th to 20th and January 18th to the 22nd of next year. So we know when we're training the doctors, but the next one, two, three, four training sessions, including mine, which will be five, they're all nurses.
And so in terms of, because people on the line are trainers, potential trainers, so are you looking for only nurses to train nurses, or could it be nurses or doctors?
No, we're looking for nurses and doctors to train nurses, and when we flip over to the doctors, then it will be doctors training doctors. But no, doctors and nurses are certainly welcome, and we've done that. We've done that in the Congo for 4 years. We had nurse doctors train the nurses, and we also had a nurse practitioner who went with us to the Congo, and we're very excited. She's also coming to Jamaica to train as well. We really like her energy, and we're glad she's coming to train with us in Jamaica as well.
Okay. And once again, the folks who are on the line who are interested, they're going to be emailing you right after they hang up from this call. Give us the email address once more.
It's Lorna@footprintsfoundation.org. It's Lorna@footprintsfoundation.org. You don't have to do anything fancy like right now or while we're talking. Just go and say, count me in. I am sure I am doing this date. And this is wonderful because Dr. Simone is going to be in Miami tomorrow. She's here for a global conference at FIU. So tomorrow evening at this time, we'll be sitting and we'll be having a working dinner where I would love to be able to talk about who will be coming and the credentials, because she'll be here for the rest of the week. And so we'll be able to do some work as well. So things are really working out superb.
Okay. So once they get to you and let you know they're interested, then you can take it from there. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with the group? And then I'll open up the lines in case anyone has questions.
I want to say that obviously we're very, very excited. This is a new day in global health. You know, what we always say now in global health, local is global. I do believe that we're creating a better way of engaging. We will, before the training is over, be doing some Skyping in and some long distance. We'll be using technology. We will look towards hopefully be able to take the sessions and maybe even broadcast them live simultaneously. But we're really grateful to the government, and we're going to and to our volunteers, and we want to do something new, something fresh, something energizing.
All right, awesome. So again, and I thank everyone for coming in. I know some people weren't able to get on the call, and I'll be sending them a recording of this afterwards. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines now. And if you have any specific questions for Lorna or comments, you can go ahead and you're free to do so now.
Okay. And if there's anyone from Jamaica on the call, please let us know you are.
Just want to say hi, Tara Howard Saunders. I came in kind of towards the tail end, and
okay.
I'm a practitioner, and my specialty is in psychiatry and mental health. And just want to know if there's opportunities in terms of the teaching, in terms of looking at the mental health needs of population.
Yeah, you will postpartum depression, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm.
That will be really important, I think, in Jamaica, because many times, you know, people don't really pay as much attention to this, so it's really important. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Next question.
Well, you, this is Emily from Seattle. I won't be able to make it in June, but can you repeat the other dates and I can see if I'm around for those for nurses?
Yes. Yes. September 28th. January 25th and May 29th.
Okay. In January, obviously January, May of 2016, obviously.
Yeah, 2016, yes.
Okay.
Hi, this is Tiffany Jackson. I just had a question about the flight. Are we planning to leave on the 22nd or the 21st to get there?
We would leave on the 21st, so we'll be there. We would be in location the day before, yes.
Okay.
Because we are going to be at the venue 9 a.m. We start all our training start exactly on time and end exactly on time.
Perfect. Are we planning to use a particular airline so that we can start looking?
Yeah, we can start looking. My suggestion would be I perhaps will be the one that has to move the most, meaning that you can look if the flights are less expensive from Fort Lauderdale, then that is okay. When I went down, I'm going down to Jamaica on American Airlines, but I know when I went with the nurses, they chose JetBlue out of Fort Lauderdale. It meant that I had to go to Fort Lauderdale, but that's okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Any other questions? All right. Well, I think that's it.
Dr. Diana,
did you have a question?
Post it on Facebook, are you going to post some of the summations?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
I'll look for that because I missed some of the key points and the dates and things like that.
I'll definitely post it. Who am I? Who just asked the question? I'm sorry.
This is Tara.
Oh, hey. Tara is one of our MTs, and Tara does psychiatry. So we would love to have that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we love that. We love you.
So definitely would like to be down, definitely, for sure.
Yes,
okay, Diana,
so I'll definitely,
okay?
I'll be posting that. Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. I really thank all of you for coming on the call. I mean, this is such an awesome opportunity to serve. Mm-hmm. And to share your talents to, you know, someone else who can then influence so many other people. So this is a wonderful thing, and I really appreciate you being there. Lorna, I'll leave you with the last few words.
Okay, well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for continuing to monitor and continuing to spread the word. And I ask everybody, tell people, just tell as many people, because numbers matter. Our goal is to have a global faculty that is trained in our culture. And we steal the culture of the Ritz-Carlton, which is we're ladies and gentlemen taking care of ladies and gentlemen. And we just tell everybody about us. If you tell enough, we will have a train. Global faculty about 50 that we can rotate around.
Yes, I'm sorry that I can't go in June.
Okay, we'll basically just let us know who will be able to go to in June and who won't and what other dates that you're looking at, because we're plugging people in right now. We're just obviously paying most attention to the folks that are going in June. Because we have to start doing the lectures and training, and so everybody feels comfortable with everything.
I just also want to say thank you for sharing the manual. I've looked through it and got an idea of what the standards of care and practice are now, and I find that that's very helpful.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess we will end the call here. And again, I will make sure that this recording is available for those who want to listen to it. And please, as Lorna said, please share the information so someone else who may be interested will get involved. Thank you.
One quick point. We've had interest from as far as Myanmar, Nigeria, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Haiti. So what we're going to do with a lot of those people, they're going to be in the later group, not necessarily as trainers, but we're creating something for them called something like opinions from the road, you know, or from the field, something from the field, you know, reports from the field. I wrote it down. Reports from the field. So they'll be able to come in. If they can find their way to Jamaica from Myanmar or Ethiopia, they're welcome, and we'll just have a panel of all of those visiting persons, and they will be presenting in a section called Reports from the Field.
Very cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good night, and thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.